Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, September 29th, 2025, 9/29/25. 10 and a half minutes past the hour, and we're back here on this Monday morning. Now, during the break, I was sent a message. Now, isn't this interesting? That apparently we've got an answer now to our Count Chocula Jim Henson question. The Jim Henson Company has partnered with General Mills for a special 70th anniversary celebration, bringing Count Chocula and the other Monster Cereal mascots to life as puppets created by Jim Henson's Creature Shop. The collaboration will feature limited edition cereal boxes, online content, and commercials demonstrating the adaptability of puppetry for both fans and the food industry. So I guess this is 70 years of the puppets, I guess. You know, and I went to the website here to see what kind of merchandise they've got on display. They've got water bottles with Count Chocula on them. They've got cereal coasters. Well, isn't that entertaining? They've got hoodies. They've got sweatshirts. They've got mugs. You can get a mug. They've got tote bags. Beach towels. Boy, I'll tell you, they got it all here, don't they? I don't see any puppets, though. Now, I don't know, are there puppets? I don't know, bowls, cups, towels, all kinds of things. You know, apparently this has to do with the 70th anniversary of these cereals. So, well, that's why it's a thing, I guess. That's why Jim Henson, well, I guess they've partnered with General Mills for this big Halloween 70th anniversary. I think it's interesting. So apparently we're going to see some commercials with Boo Berry and Count Chocula and Frankenberry, the puppets, now run by the conglomerate that is the Jim Henson Company, apparently owned by Disney. Well, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, isn't that interesting? You can get a $40 Boo Berry hoodie or a $20 Frankenberry water bottle or a bowl or a cup with these characters on it. You know, everything is merchandising. Everything comes down to merchandising in the end. Well, you know, now I'll have to look for these commercials, because won't these be exciting to see the Jim Henson puppets doing Count Chocula and Boo Berry and Frankenberry. I don't remember that Boo Berry ever had a voice. Boo Berry is a ghost, I think. And I think Frankenberry talked, but didn't talk a whole bunch, because he's a Frankenstein monster. Now, Count Chocula, he really did all the talking. He was all about the talking. So there you go. Merchandising galore. Does anybody like these cereals? 740-383-9944, and apparently there'll be commemorative boxes. I wonder if these are the commemorative boxes that I have here in the studio. You know, the one that say Jim Henson and have the puppets on them? I don't know if people like the cartoons going away. That might not be a popular thing, but you never know. It's hard to tell as we go down the road. We were talking, how long does a pumpkin last? I think that's an interesting question. Apparently, when you carve it, it lasts a lot longer than if you do not carve it. So, there's that. Studios decorated for Halloween. Do you still decorate for Halloween at home? I don't know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Phone lines open, 740-383-9944. And talking a little bit this morning about The Golden Bachelor, only because there's a woman on there, Lisa, who's billed as being from Marion, Ohio. So I thought there would be a little more hubbub, a little more publicity about this while this is going on. But I haven't heard a whole lot. I've seen a little bit here and there, but not a whole lot in regard to Lisa, the Golden Bachelor. But people, I would guess that people like these shows, or why have they been on for 20 and 25 years? There must be something about them. Does anybody out there watch The Golden Bachelor or The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or any of these programs that are on? Are you watching it specifically because we have somebody from Marion on the show? Although, apparently it's somebody from Marion that nobody knows. Wonder what the process is like to try to get on The Golden Bachelor. I don't know. I don't know if it's like one of those Survivor shows. I guess in a way it is, because you can be thrown off the show if the Bachelor, the Golden Bachelor, doesn't like you. His comments probably were insensitive. Now that I look at them, he wants somebody under 60. No fake hips and no wigs. Now, see, if you're over 60 yourself, this is where this is a bad comment. Because basically, you're just saying you like younger women, is basically what he's saying here. But then why is he on this show? Because aren't the women on the show with him, aren't they all of about the same age? Isn't that kind of the idea? Golden Bachelor? The fourth quarter of your life here? I think he's a football player. Maybe that's what it's all about, you know? You get into the physical fitness, but here's a problem. See, now this guy is probably into the physical fitness because he's a football player. But I don't think that you want somebody who does the same as you. I don't think you want somebody who's into physical fitness. I think you would want somebody who's not into physical fitness, because that's the same as you. And I'm not sure that dating somebody with the same philosophies in life is really going to be a good thing. I bet you by the time this show gets to the final woman, or whatever happens there, by the time that happens, I bet you that this guy picks a woman who is completely different than him. What is that they say? Opposites attract? You should try to find somebody who's the complete opposite of you. Then you might have things to talk about. You know, you don't have to debate or things like that, but at least you've got some things to talk about. Does anybody have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Kind of interesting topics here this morning to kick off the week. Not so political in nature. Certainly talking about Halloween cereals and pumpkins and Golden Bachelors and things of that nature. I wouldn't qualify that as a political show. I think we're much more in the category right now of fun topics. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, what else is there going on in the world that strikes people fascinating? I don't want to get into this again because I think this has been talked to death. But I did have a few more conversations over the weekend about the Jimmy Kimmel situation. And the best I can come up with there is that people are unhappy that he's back on the air. People who wanted him gone in the first place. That's the best I can come up in that entire situation with. That's the best I can come up with. People who didn't want him there don't want him there now. And that's all there is to it. What happened? How did he get kicked off the air? A lot of people have different theories of why that happened or how that became a thing, and maybe that's why this became a political thing, but it just seems as if you didn't want him on the air, you certainly don't like the fact that he came back. And, you know, the thing that's fascinated me most about this is people talking about ratings and people talking about sponsors. You know, there have been many shows in television history that did not have good ratings, that did not have good sponsorship, but the networks kept them on because they thought they were critically good. They did something good for that network. They brought in a demographic that they wanted, or they were a cheaper show to do. You know, that's how we got to reality television. It was just much cheaper to produce than producing a sitcom or a drama. So I'm sure that the reality shows did not have the ratings that the dramas and the sitcoms had, but they were cheaper to produce. So you lost less money on those shows. Well, you made more money, is probably what happened, than any other show. So that's where we are on that. Well, does anybody have anything on their mind? We can get to that point here this morning. Is there anything on anybody's mind? And it can be any topic, by the way. If you want to talk about something political going on, feel free. But the topics that I have brought up are also fair game. So if there's anything that's on your mind this morning, it's quite possible that I've missed a story somewhere. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. We also talked this morning about what should Marion do for the 250th anniversary of this country coming up July of next year, July of 2026. 250 years, what should we do here locally? You know, I don't know what we should do. The idea of the Soapbox Derby came up again, launching the cars down the Prospect Street overpass. So there's that. You know, last time we talked about that idea did not go over very well with the listening audience. But I guess you'll have that from time to time. Not every idea is beloved by everybody. So that's the way it goes. You know, we did not get to Password on Friday. And I think we did an hour of it on Friday, and I don't remember why we did not fully get to Password. We were going to play it, and it took like 3 hours to get to it. So by the time we actually got to it, there really wasn't a whole lot of time to do anything. And I promise we are going to give away prizes at some point when it comes to these games, because we do have some good prizes socked away here in the studio, and I know people will enjoy doing that. Well, we can do a Password today. Maybe we'll only do one today. We'll see if anybody gets it here this morning. Okay, so again, the way we do this is I think of a word. It's got to be one word, and then I give you a one word clue. And then you have to guess what that word is, what word I'm thinking of. So let's go with, okay, let me think of a good password here. You always got to come up with a good one. Okay. Okay, let's do this. The clue word this morning is orange. Orange. Now, does anybody know what the password might be? If the clue word is orange, what might the password be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Orange is the clue word. What is the password? And as I say, if we get this going well, hopefully by this Friday, or maybe even before, if we've got a day during the week where we don't have a lot going on, we can do a giveaway on the show, because I do believe we've got some good giveaways, and maybe even some more good giveaways as the week goes along. But the clue word this morning is orange. Now, if the clue word is orange, does anybody know what the password might be? Now, remember, the clue word cannot be in the password. So, there we go. It's orange. Does anybody have a guess as to what the password might be? This morning's password. You know, orange, I don't know that that leaves up a whole lot of guesses. I think last week, the password we had the most difficult time getting to was gargle. But here we are. Orange is the guess. So, the guess word. The clue word, I should say. So, what is the password? Does anybody have a guess? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the clue word is orange, what is the password? And again, this is to try to get away from the Family Feud. Although, we love doing the Family Feud, it's just, I think, when we do it, sometimes it takes a little longer than doing a one-word answer. So, that's probably part of it. But this might be worse, because this doesn't seem to be going over very well. But again, the clue word is orange, and the password is in my head, if I can remember it correctly. So, what do you think the password is if the clue word is orange? Now, if you get a guess on this, feel free to jump on in. 740-383-9944. Now remember, it's orange. Orange, one of those colors we love. Especially this time of year. Don't you love the color orange this time of year? Go ahead, caller.
Trump?
Oh, no, not Trump. But, you know, if we were doing politics this morning, that might be there. Thank
orange,
you.
Orange, huh?
Yeah, orange. Orange.
I couldn't say barrel.
Barrel. Nope, no barrel. It's not barrel.
Yeah, orange barrels, highway construction.
Oh, that's right. No, not orange barrel.
Okay.
So, there you have it. It's not barrel, and it's not Trump. So, that takes out two. But remember, the clue word here is orange. What is the password? Now, does anybody have a guess? 28 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Orange. Can anybody slip in with a word here? Go ahead, caller.
Juice.
Not juice, but that's a good guess. Hey, you watching The Golden Bachelor?
No. I've never watched one of those shows in my life. Well, I can't say that. There was The Rock of Love, and the chick from Marion was on there, and I watched that one.
Oh, did that have that had a Marion person, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Her stage name is Taya Parker, and she was actually a penthouse pet, so she had quite the career before she went on Rock of Love. But, yes, she's from Marion. I went to high school with her.
Oh, where did she...
I've ever watched one of those shows.
Well, where did she end up at?
I have seen her name here advertised a few times in Marion, but I think she kind of does singing and dancing, and I believe she's clothed now, just in various places, and that, you know, like, she's not a superstar, but she's talented enough that someone would probably go pay and eat dinner and watch her perform.
Well, when was this Rock of Love on? I remember hearing about that.
Goodness, I was with my husband. But I don't, we've been together for 20 years, so sometime between now and then, I don't know.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm thinking my son was alive, so that puts us after 2009. So, I don't know.
Well.
Hey, there's one of your questions that you can ask.
Yeah. Taya Parker.
Taya Parker. Her real name is Lori Mall.
Lori Mall. And she's still hanging around Marion.
Her dad lives right down the street from me, but I don't know where she is exactly.
Hmm. Well, that would be interesting, you know, with this whole Golden Bachelor thing going on. I are you surprised that nobody cares? Because I do remember when it was first announced, there was a lot of talk about it, but now that it's actually on, it doesn't seem as if anybody cares.
I don't believe those shows are real.
So. No, I don't think they're... Well, you don't think that old football player, Golden Bachelor, is choosing his people?
I don't believe that they'll end up in a long, happy relationship together.
Oh, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
So, if for the sake... I don't know. I guess I just wouldn't want to be one of 15 women fighting over a man. You're not going to sit and kiss another woman in front of me and then me beg you to choose me. I couldn't do that. I'd be like, oh, you can go and have his ass.
Well, you know, isn't that a weird premise for a show that has lasted over 20 years now, that they bring a lot of women in, or they do bring a lot of men in, mm-hmm. I guess there is another show, and,
yes.
You know, you're going to find love here, but you've got to, you know, do things with these people while you're on the show, to me, that just kind of dissipates the whole idea that there's kind of love going on there.
Right, and if there's a camera in your face 24/7, obviously, you know, I mean, it's television, but if there's a camera in your face 24/7, can you really fall in love with someone? Because are you really at your most vulnerable or, you know, whatever? And, I mean, how long are these shows? A couple months in real life?
I think.
A couple weeks? I don't know. Who knows? But... I wouldn't be competing with 15 other people for anything. So.
I think it's fascinating. It's fascinating. Hey, we'll keep guessing.
All right, take
Thanks.
Care, Scott.
Okay. Not orange juice, although, you know, that's not a bad guess at all. The clue word this morning for the password is orange. So what is the password is what we're looking for here. If the clue word is orange, what is the password? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I would have to agree with most people that this is probably not the best way to find love going on The Bachelor or The Golden Bachelor or whatever it is. But people like that. People, I don't know, they become famous in the process. I don't know. It's a whole thing. You know, I don't even, how do you choose? How well can you really get to know these people in the course of however long this show runs? Like 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that. But you see, it's like Hallmark. We all want love. We want to see a happy ending. Although, as I said earlier, for however long this show has been on, I don't think we get happy endings. I think for the most part, people are at odds with these shows. So I don't know that there's a whole lot of love going on here. Go ahead, caller.
Julius. Orange Julius?
That's a good one. No, not Orange. You know, you can still get those down at the Dairy Queen.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that used to be the lone operation, the Orange Julius.
No, they sell those at Dairy Queen now.
Wow.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Not an Orange Julius. So it's not the president. It's not Orange Julius. It's not orange juice. But the password is orange. Or the clue word. The clue word is orange. I'll get this right eventually one day. The clue word is orange, so what is the password? Now remember, the clue word has something to do with the password. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So the clue word is orange. What is the password? Orange. You know, orange, I think, is the color for the Diabetes Association. I think they still use orange. So there are a lot of purposes for the color orange. Although, we're not coming up with it here. Okay, oh, look at this. So, now we're learning about Taya Parker here. From one of our listeners this morning, Taya Parker had a successful career performing in Vegas. She is now living in Ohio and has been raising her son. She has several business ventures. She continues to perform with a popular Central Ohio band and as part of a duo with her dad. Well, there's what happened to Taya Parker. Thank you, listener out there this morning. Well, see, you learn something every day. Rock of Love. That was the show where people wanted to, what was it, date Bret Michaels? Was that it? Or I don't, were they trying to marry him too? I don't know. These shows all have a little, I don't know. I just don't know what these shows are really after. That's what I want to know. Okay, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
And now we know what happened to Taya Parker.
Taya Parker, apparently still here in Ohio and performing with her father and in bands. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I do think she does sort of like a dinner type, you know, sings tunes while people... It's classy type stuff is what I'm trying to spit out here. But my next guest was Pumpkin.
Oh,
keep
Pumpkin.
Ball and Orange.
You know, that would be good. It's not Pumpkin. What did you say this Taya Parker's real name is?
Lori Mull.
L-A-U-R-I-E?
I believe so.
And it's M-U-L-L?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to see if she's got a website, is performing somewhere.
And I think she uses her real name now. I don't believe she goes by Taya Parker anymore. But she might. I don't know that for certain, but I think she uses the name Lori now.
So what was Taya Parker? That just a stage name?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
She started out. I don't want to say. She started out doing adult photos, and then it sounds like she moved on to classier things. Well, I'm not saying that's not classy. It sounds like she moved on to a dressed profession because anybody can do whatever they want. But she was like a big star as far as that goes. I mean, from Marion, Ohio, she's one of our success stories.
Well, what was the premise of the Rock? Oh, she won the show.
Rock of Love. Yes.
Oh, well, I did not know this.
And clearly, she's not married to Bret Michaels, so you know. If I'm not mistaken, he came back and did a season the following year. I could be wrong. She won the first one, and I think he did win the second year.
So we don't know why. What was the... was she supposed to marry him? What was the deal?
It was the same thing as all these other shows, except it was Bret Michaels, and it was more rock and roll based. I think it was VH1. Or MTV. It was definitely a music channel, but I think it was VH1. And I'm not even sure VH1 exists anymore.
Really?
So I don't know. It might. I don't watch any of those channels.
Well,
and MTV doesn't play music.
Well, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what in the world... So Bret Michaels was there. Now, was he being, loving toward these people?
Well, yeah. I mean, they did all the same stuff. I can't remember if they had, competitions. It seems like they did, to see who would get to go on the date with him that week or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, so it's, you know, a dozen women running around in bikinis begging Bret Michaels to love them.
Oh, see, isn't that problematic, though? Isn't that sad?
It's peculiar. Now, listen, when she, after that, I mean, like I said, clearly she did not marry him, but she still has a successful enough career that we're talking about her 20 years later.
Well, yeah, but it sounds like she has talent, though.
Yes, I remember from high school she sang, and her dad does play the guitar. He actually has given my son some lessons. She's a very talented singer and dancer, so and she's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman, so she's got a lot of things going for her, but she became successful. Well, she was successful before because she was in Penthouse, and she was one of the Penthouse pets, and that's considered being like a Playmate of the Month. I think she was Pet of the Year, if I'm not mistaken.
Pet of the Year?
Boy, what an education on a Monday morning, huh?
Well, I like it. Pet of the Year. I did not even know there was such a thing.
It might have just been Pet of the Month, but I think she was Pet of the Year one year. So she's made a few dollars.
Well, I was just sent a picture of her. She is very good looking.
Yeah, she's a very lovely woman.
Does she still look like this?
The last I saw a picture of her and her dad together, she looked very similar, yes.
Really?
She's aged very well. But, you know, money, I'm not taking away from this. When you've got money, it's easier to age well than when you're broke.
Well, I'm just shocked because she's certainly, so she should be 40-something, right?
She's a little bit older than I am.
Yeah, well,
she's 2 older than I am.
She looks very, very attractive.
She's very well maintained, yes.
Yeah, well, good for her. And
I mean that respectfully. She's taken care of herself over the years.
Well, I like the fact that she's out there still doing a career. You know, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I hear more about this when it was going on?
Because social media didn't really exist back then.
Wow.
It definitely wasn't anything like it is now. Yeah, we watched religiously just to see if the girl from Marion would win, and lo and behold, it was really strange to turn it on the first time and see somebody that you went to high school with on there. So there's that. But then we just wanted to see, you know, after that, you want to see if the girl from Marion wins, and she won.
So why do you think now the Golden Bachelor is not having that kind of impact?
Lord, those shows have been on for how many years?
Well, I mean,
decades now, almost at this point, haven't they?
Well, they have, but I mean, I think when a Marion person comes, didn't you see a lot of the sharing when that was first announced?
I guess I might not run in the same circle because I've only seen it a few times. But it's the woman who is one of the contestants is from Marion, right?
Right, right.
Okay, yeah. See, you can tell how into it I am. I'm not even sure at this point. I guess it's already started.
Well, maybe it's because she's older. I don't know.
Did
maybe
she
that's
not get
it.
Sent home on week one? Has it already started?
No, I don't think she got sent home. I don't think so.
So she's made it on to week two.
She's made it on to week two.
All right, so maybe we need to follow and update this the following morning, that whatever her name is.
Yes, we have to keep a running ticker here or something. Hey, I have a question. Did you listen on Friday morning?
No, I did not.
Okay. Matt and I got into a question because, you know, having a female perspective is good. I don't know if we had one on Friday. But here's what the question was. There was somebody who I know who I was genuinely concerned because I saw them in person. And when I saw them, I thought they don't look well.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no, see, now already.
No, I'm thinking you're probably going to say that the next time you see me, but okay.
No, they didn't look well, but I didn't say anything because I thought, well, maybe they're just having a rough day. You know, we all have those. I'm sure there are days where I look horrible, and maybe they're just having a rough day, so I'm not going to say anything and just let this go. And then, like a month later, this is not a person I see on a regular basis, I saw a picture of them. And they looked the same way. They looked kind of, you know, it's not, I don't want to say bad. They just didn't look good. And I'm starting to think maybe they got a health issue going on. So I wanted to be sensitive. So I said, hey, are you okay? And yeah, I'm okay. That was the response I got. And I said, and they wanted to know why I'm asking that. And I said, well, you know, the last time I was with you, and then a picture I saw recently that you posted, you didn't look like yourself. You don't look, you know, you look a little off. I was trying to be ginger about this. And I don't think they like that. I don't think, because then it became, well, what's wrong with me? You know, that sort of thing. And I said, there is no way I can answer this well. So that's the conversation we had on Friday. But then a listener pointed out that a female is not going to take that well. A male would have taken that better. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think it depends on, I don't know. Because I look like holy hell right now and have for the past few days. I think it depends on, I don't think you were, you know, if somebody, I guess I would have said to someone, because if you have a legitimate concern, I think you should ask somebody if they're doing okay. Like, you don't need to drill down on them if they won't give you an answer, but, hey, you doing all right? And if they would have said, well, you know, why do you ask? Well, you just look like you might not be feeling too well, you know? Something
right.
Along those lines.
And it had nothing to do with, like, your hair is not combed or your makeup's not on or anything like that. It just, they were looking, you know, they
unwell.
Looked. Yeah, they looked like they were in, you know, some kind of problem. And It was just concern, but I don't think that they, I think they took that more of me criticizing their looks, which, why would I criticize somebody's looks?
I hope that's not how they took it, because that is a tough question to ask someone, but if you're legitimately concerned about someone, it's a question that we should ask someone, because, you know, that might be the question that they need somebody to ask them, so they can say, no, I'm not okay, you know what I mean, and that you're the gateway to them feeling better, being better, doing better, or, you know, maybe you're the third person that's told them they're not looking too well, and now they're going to go to the doctor and find out what everybody's seeing that they're not seeing, you know what I mean? We stare at ourselves in the mirror every single day. Sometimes we don't notice that we're starting to look ill.
Well, and I also think people who are,
don't see us do.
Right. Well, and that, well, people who are around you every day might not notice it. And
no.
Right. And so somebody who sees you every so often might pick up on this. And, you know, that's all it was. You know, I was not trying to be, but you know what the truth is, and I think
intentions were pure, Spears, don't, I mean, you didn't intend to offend them, and you were trying to be nice. It's not like, oh my God, you look horrible, what's wrong?
No, and my intentions, intentions are always pure, first of all. Right off the bat, my intentions are always pure. I've got nothing but the best of intentions for people. But I don't understand why
yeah,
that has...
I mostly believe that. That's the crazy thing, is I
believe
it's
true.
That's mostly true.
No, you know why my intentions are mostly pure? Here's why. Because when I say this, it's just the truth for me. You know, my life for me has been lucky, fun, exciting. I enjoy it. So there's no reason for me, because I find mostly people who are unhappy with their life tend to go and try to hurt other people purposely. And I really have no reason to do that, because most everything, you know, that has happened to me has been good. So I'm most of the time a happy person. So I don't feel the need to go and try to make other people unhappy. And I always thought that's the reason.
No, that's a good thing. I believe that about you. I don't believe that you intentionally. I don't believe you. There's some people that are just mean and evil, and I don't believe you're one of them.
Well, thank goodness, because I don't want to fall under the mean. And you know, I think that I sound, when I come on and do this show, like I'm in a good mood.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even if you were having a horrible day, which I know you occasionally have to have a horrible day, you can't ever tell. So.
Well,
I
chew a lot of gum before the show starts. I chew a lot of gum. It puts me in a good mood before the show starts. But we're going to get
the
this orange.
The Oscar/Emmy goes to
that's
Sean Spears.
One day. We got to figure out this orange thing, though. You have another guess?
No, give somebody else a turn.
Keep thinking.
Bye.
All right. The clue word is orange. The clue word is orange. So what is the password? Now, that gave people a lot of time to think there. But we learned about the Rock of Love girl. Isn't that interesting? Well, she's in Ohio still, doing her band, playing with her father. That's nice that it all turned out well for her. Apparently, she won the Rock of Love show. Wouldn't it be nice if our old Marion Lisa won the Golden Bachelor here, and we all were excited by that? All right, what do we got? Okay, the clue word here is orange. Does anybody know what password I'm thinking of? We've got orange. Now, we've had orange juice, orange Julius, a lot of things guessed here, but not the right word yet. Go ahead, caller.
When you're saying orange, are you thinking in terms of a fruit or a color?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that on password.
Hmm. See, that's the one. You could either think, oh, is he thinking in terms of color, or is he thinking in terms of fruit?
Well, let me see if okay, like password.
I would say, contrary to that, apples and oranges?
Not apples and oranges, but I tell you what, I'll give you another word here in the lineage of orange that maybe we'll get this a little closer to where we are. Food.
Food.
Orange and food.
And orange food. Carrot cake.
Ooh, not carrot cake, but that's good. That's good. It's one of my favorite cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay,
thanks.
Okay, so now we've got two clue words. We've got orange, and we've got food. So what is the password? Orange food. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, I thought everybody thought that I would be going with pumpkin this morning, since I've been talking so much about this pumpkin that is in the studio now. But not pumpkin. So the two clue words are orange and food. So what is the password? 740-383-9944. All right, let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
How about yams or sweet potatoes?
That's a good guess, not yams or sweet potatoes. Hey, are you watching The Golden Bachelor?
No. Usually, lots of times those people, they're contestants. When that's all over, a lot of times their life doesn't turn out quite as rosy as we think it's going to. They seem to run into little snags here and there, and their life just doesn't turn out quite, you know, they should have been home just working.
Nah, they probably should have been well, they get it. People want attention, so I guess they get attention for a while.
Well, yeah, but then if you lose, then you're a real loser. The rest of your life, you're a loser.
That's right. You did. Do you have any of the Count Chocula or the Frankenberry or the Booberry?
No. I'm under a rock.
Well, no, I'll tell you, I'm just...
I like it.
Well, that's okay. Now, do you have a pumpkin?
No, I don't. When I see those pumpkins, I tell you what I did do. I was over at Rural King the other day, and everybody has all of these mums.
Oh, yes.
Oh, everybody's got mums. I went to Rural King, and they had beautiful mums, if you look at them from the street. Well, every one of them was full bloom. And I was looking at them, and I thought, well, good God, these guys need a drink. They haven't had a... And I went in, and I said to the guy, I says, you know, you're going to lose all of those if somebody doesn't water them. And he says, well, they came in full bloom. But then you go over to Walmart, and they got 90 million. They ought to be selling them out for 10 cents a piece just to get rid of them. So what I did at Rural King, I bought two that were marked down 75%. Well, I brought them home, and this is just a project. Brought them home, give them a shot of Miracle-Gro, give them a mist rain from above with the hose. Now I'm going to see if they survive or if I just go ahead and throw them in the trash too.
Well, I tell you, you are right, though. There are mums everywhere, and aren't we getting out of mum season?
Well, no, we should be getting right into mum season because that's November and or Thanksgiving, you know, supposedly. Back in the olden days, that's the way it was. But I think, my God, everybody has mums. But this guy, back to the pumpkins, this guy was picking up mums or selecting them at Rural King. And they were very nice. The pumpkins were very nice this year. But I told him, I said, no, you got to get ones that are big enough the kids can throw.
Oh, and I think we've got that here. I think we buy a pumpkin every year for the studio, and I'll tell you, I'm looking at this thing right now. This might be the most well-rounded, perfect-size pumpkin that we have ever had.
Well, I tell you, they're beautiful, and, you know, they are nice size and so forth, but my goddamn poor mums, there's going to be a lot of mums going to trash.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting. When we were down at the Little Brown Jug, they're big on mums, and that's you know, that's middle of September, and every year they look beautiful. They're just everywhere, and they're in the log cabin, and they're all over the fairground, and they look great. This year, they weren't even in bloom. They looked terrible, and I think that's because of the weather.
Well, yeah, and mums is one of those things that they like the moisture from the sky better than the hose.
Yeah, yeah, and I think, and normally by the mid-September, they're looking great, but I'll tell you, this year, you couldn't see anything. They were just basically green.
Well, I had bad luck with a doggone tomato plant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is going to be, got one tomato plant, and the neighbor guy fixed me up a wire thing to put around it and so forth. That thing grew, and then all of a sudden it took a hit, because I'll bet you I didn't get six tomatoes off of those. In a normal year, I would have thrown those six away. But it was the most disgusting. So yesterday afternoon, I took the cage off. I cut them down. They're going out for a recycle. Trash man come Friday.
Well, you know, I think we eventually have to get there. The weather this year was obviously not in our favor.
No.
Not a good year, water-wise and temperature.
Well, at least we got used to it, you know, that. And because it was so dry, otherwise we wouldn't have been able to stand that 85 and 90 all the time.
You're right, you're right.
But by the humidity being low, you know, we got used to it. And when it was 90, oh, well, it's 90. But if it would have had the humidity it usually does, we'd all been pretty sad.
We'd have been in bad shape.
Anyway, so my project is, if I can revive those two cheap mums that I bought.
keep us updated.
I will.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Now, the two clue words here for our password are orange and food. Orange and food. And we've still got a few minutes left here, 740-383-9944. Orange and food. What is the password? You know, the mums did not do terrific this year for whatever reason, so that's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Candy corn?
Not candy corn. Good guess.
Mm.
Not candy corn. The two clues here are orange and food. Orange and food. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, we lost you on TuneIn.
Oh, really? Well, the other people are still out there, I guess. Restart it, see what happens.
Jalapeno pepper.
Not a jalapeno pepper, but a good guess.
Oh, hope they'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah, well, hopefully, but just restart it. Maybe it'll kick back in.
Okay.
All right. Jalapeno pepper, not a jalapeno pepper. Good guess, though. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Food and orange are where we are here with this. Are we going to have another guest here? I think we might. Go ahead, caller.
Sweet potato.
Not a sweet potato, but that's a good guess. Not a sweet potato, but not a bad guess. Still got a couple minutes left here. Orange and food. What's the password? Go ahead, caller.
Apricot.
Not an apricot. Not an apricot. Orange and food are our clue words here today. What is the password? Orange food. See, this picks up after a while. We get a slow start, but then it picks up. Go ahead, caller.
Cantaloupe.
Not cantaloupe. Not cantaloupe. Orange and food are where we're at right now. Orange and food. What is the password? With about a minute left to go in the program today, 740-383-9944. Orange and food. Well, we've done this password, and we've also talked about Golden Bachelor, Halloween cereal, pumpkins. Go ahead, caller.
Carrots.
Not carrots. Good guess. Not carrots, but a good guess. Certainly not a bad guess. What is it? Orange and food. Orange and food. We want to know, what is the password if the guesses are orange and food? 740-383-9944. We can probably get one more guest in today before we wrap this program up on this Monday. 740-383-9944. Orange and food. Golden Bachelor, Halloween cereal, pumpkins, Halloween decorations, mums. We've went all around the park today with our subjects. Hope you've enjoyed it. Apparently, no more calls today. We're not going to get one more guess. The two guess words, the two clue words are orange and food. The phone number, 740-383-9944. All right, this is our last guest today. Go ahead, caller. What is that?
Mango.
Not a mango, but a good guess. Not a mango. We'll have to hold it over for tomorrow. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Yes, sir, I don't know. That's why it was successful, but... It's a successful
stuff. You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, that's two Marlas.